和 sly 的问候。
And most warmly, Beavers to Ducks.
而且我们的球队也是很不错的。
Well, sincerely, all right. So I, you know, I bring my greetings from our church in Corvallis.
我代表我们教会的弟兄姐妹跟大家打招呼。
Because two of the churches, Eugene and also Corvallis, very much like a sister churches.
我们邮件的教会跟Corvallis 的华人教会就像姐妹一样。
Focus on the campus, U of O versus OSU.
我们也是做学生工作，只不过你们做的是 U of O， 我们做的是 OSU。
Although your town Eugene is a little bit bigger than Corvallis.
虽然说邮件是比Corvallis 大一点。
But our mission is nevertheless the same.
但是我们的使命还是一样的。
So greetings from brothers and sisters from Corvallis to you guys.
所以我代表我们 Corvallis 弟兄姐妹跟大家问安。
Yeah, I'm humbled to return to Eugene Church to serve you again.
我非常的感到谦卑的来到教会来服侍大家。
All of a sudden, 10 years has gone.
已经过去十年了。
And I feel humbled, and I feel, you know, God's bring me back to the church and serve you again.
哦，然后十年以后，神又再度把我带回到这个教会来服侍大家，感到非常开心。
And I pray that the message I share with you will encourage you, will inspire you.
那么我希望跟大家分享的信息可以有从神来的激励，还有鼓励大家。
Yes, let's have a word of prayer.
那我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Regardless of where we are,
不管我们在哪里
，we are one body of Christ.
我们都是主内的肢体。
Christ is our head.
因为耶稣是我们的元首。
We are different members.
我们各有各的功用。
But we all belong to the same body of Christ.
但是我们都属于耶稣基督的身体。
Unity is so important to us.
合一是何等的重要。
And I pray that the message of unity will be preached clearly today.
求神让我们今天的信息里面有合一的信息。
And bring us together again.
带领我们在你里面聚集。
Eugene and Corvallis，
尤金和 Corvallis 的教会。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们。
Churches throughout the world，
还有全世界的教会。
Evangelical and charismatics，
不管是福音派还是灵恩派。
And Father， we pray that you bring us together，
神，我们求你让我们合一。
Into oneness again，
成为一体。
And Father， we pray that。Through this message,
我们也求你让今天的讲道
，through knowing God a little bit more,
让我们更加认识神
，that we can be inspired,
我们可以有更多的更多的激励
，be more like you,
更加的像你。
We pray for everyone,
我们为所有人祷告。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
，Amen. Amen. I'd like to share with you a very simple topic, God.
我跟大家分享的题目非常简单，就是神。
As you know, we talk about God, nothing but God in church.
我们在教会里面当然就是讲神，不讲别的。
But in the same time, this is a very difficult subject.
但同时，这也是一个非常难讲的题目。
And oftentimes, I heard friends ask me, "Why don't you show me God so I can believe Him?"
那常常就会有人问我说，你把神给我看吧，那我就相信他。
And I will respond to him, you know, none of us can ever understand God.
那我就会说呢，没有人能够真正的了解神。
Because we're human beings, we are creation.
因为我们是神，我们是人，我们是被造的。
How can a creation understand Creator?
那是被造的，怎么能够了解创造的主呢？
If you understand Creator, you are God. I worship you.
如果你能够了解创造的主，那就表示你是神了，那我要敬拜你了。
So from one sense, we can never.Completely understand God.
所以从某个角度来说，我们是没有办法完全了解神的。
But in the same time, God loves us to know Him.
但是同时，神又很希望我们去认识他。
So our faith is a faith of revelation.
所以我们的信仰呢，是一个启示的信仰。
God revealed Himself to us.
他神向我们启示他自己。
So He enjoys us knowing Him.Little bit more today than yesterday.
所以他当然也很喜欢我们，今天比昨天更加认识他。
So what kind of God do we know?
所以我们认识的神是一个什么样的神呢？
We know three God, three heads, one God.
我们认识的是三位一体的神。
We claim our faith is monotheism.
我们说我们相信的神呢是独一的真神。
Yet we couldn't understand quite why there are three Godheads.
但是我们却不能够了解到底为什么有三个位格呢？
So throughout the history, people trying to figure it out. What's going on there?
那么历史下就从教会历史以来，大家就一直想要理解到底什么叫做三位一体。
It's very possibly no one can understand. Like I said earlier, no one can understand ever.
是非常的奥秘，就没有人能够理解。
But God enjoy us know a little bit more of Him.
但是神又愿意我们更认识他。
So I'd like to share with you how can we, from a human standpoint of view, know God, a Trinity God, a little bit more better today.
所以我今天要跟大家分享的就是，作为人，我们怎么样有办法更加的认识这位三位一体的神。
The God we know a monotheism, like I said, one God.
我们所认识的神当然就是独一的真神。
But there are three Godheads.
但是是三位一体。
We know Father.
我们知道圣父。
We know the Son of God.
圣子。
And the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵。
They are not the same.
他们是不一样的。
They are distinctly different.
他们是 各自有各自的特色。
But how come we can claim and will emphasize we are worshiping one God?
那么我们又怎么能够宣称我们敬拜的是一位神呢？
And God Himself proclaimed to the world, I am the only God, one God, the God, not a God.
神告诉世人的时候也是说我是独一的真神，就一直强调是一。
How can we comprehend? How can we reconcile within ourselves?
我们到底怎么样才能够去理解这是怎么一回事？
And I've been struggling throughout the years.
所以这么多年来呢，我也是有很多挣扎。
Yeah, tell the truth. For past 50 years, I was struggling. How come three Godheads become one? I don't understand.
老实告诉你们，过去50年我一直都在挣扎，到底为什么三位一体是怎么一回事？
And a lot of theory out there says, you know, God show up in the Old Testament as a father.New show up in the New Testament, Old Testament as a father, and the New Testament as a son, so forth.
那么有些学说就说啊，旧约的时候就是圣父的时代啦，新约就是圣子的时代等
等。Or one God show up like a three faces of water, ice and steam and water.
也有用水的比喻来说，哦，三位一体的神就好像水的三种形态啊，有液体、有固体、有气体。
No, it's not.
但是不是这样的。
Our God has three Godheads.Totally different.
我们的神的这三位是完全的不一样的。
Father did not die on the cross on behalf of you or me.
圣父并没有为着我们死在十字架上。
The Holy Son is not the same as Holy Spirit.
那圣子也跟圣灵是不一样的。
But how come we can claim this one God?
那我们怎么样能够宣称就是一位神呢？
And that's the topic, and that's the point I'm going to share with you today.
这个就是今天我想要分享的题目。
God of Trinity.
就是三位一体的神。
God.Trinity, Triune God,
就是这个三位一体的神。
And the passage I'm quoting is from John chapter 10 verse 30.
我们今天要看的经文呢，就是从约翰福音十章三十节。
Very very short. I just put it on the screen.
非常短的一句话。
The Father and I are one.
就是我与父原为一。
And the point I want to emphasize is one.
那我想要强调的就是这个一。
Or oneness.
一的这个概念
This is critical.
这个是非常重要。
And I hope and I pray I can convey clearly for you today.
我希望我能够讲得清楚。
All right, now let's move on. Triune God, one God but three heads.
三位一体的神，一个神，但三个位格。
How do we understand it?
这是什么意思呢？
Maybe a couple months ago.
两个月以前吧。
I was still struggling.
我在挣扎一些事情。
I went to a household of a brother.
我去到一个弟兄家里。
Wow, they have one 8-year-old son.
他们有个八岁儿子。
And this son is very curious and a lot of questions.
那这个孩子呢，八岁，他非常的好奇，有很多问题。
And the father told the son, "Hey, you know, pastor is visiting us. Go ahead, ask him all kind of questions. Any question you can ask."
那这个爸爸就说，哎，你不是很多问题吗？你看牧师来了，什么问题都能回答，你问他吧。
And I thought, okay, that must be a simple question, right?
我说，哎，那没问题，八岁小孩能够问什么问题
？So I was confident, sit down. Okay, what kind of question do you have?
我就很自信坐在那边说，好了，问吧。
Well, he asked.Is there three gods? How come you guys can one God?
他就说不是有三个神吗？你怎么说是一个呢
？And I was stunned. I said, "Oh no! How do I answer that?"
我就啊天哪，他怎么刚好就问了这个问题呢
？Eight-year-old son, how can I explain it to them?
我要怎么跟他解释呢
And all of a sudden, this word came to my mind.
那么通当时就有一个字在我的意念里面。
And this word, I believe, is the key.
这个字呢，我觉得就是重点。
Which one?
什么字呢？
The key is the unity.
就是合一这个字。
When I think about and I put this word into God's triune God, the Trinity God, everything resolved.
如果呢，我们用合一这个词来形容三位一体的神，那就可以解决很多的问题。
I'll tell you why.
我跟你讲为什么。
And I pray this concept of unity will help everyone to comprehend or understand a little bit more of who God really is.
这个合一这个词呢，可以帮助我们了解神到底是怎么样的神。
Unity is within God Himself.
合一这个性质其实就是在神里面。
There are three Godheads.
因为有三个位格。
Totally distinguishedly different.
完全是不同的三个。
But why we call them one God?
但是为什么我们可以说是一位神？
Because of unity.
就是因为他们完全的合一。
When three Gods are there totally harmoniously together.
当三个位格完全和谐的在一起的时候
they everything work together, they counsel together, they work together, they do everything together in total harmony.
他们彼此的谈论彼此的沟通一起的工作而且是彻底完全和谐的工作方式所以他们就成了一
There's a little bit foretaste as a human being, as creation, can understand a little bit, a tiny little bit.
所以我们作为被造的，我们作为人，我们就可以稍微了解到一点点什么三位一体。
I tell you a relationship that little bit a sample a little bit look like the Trinity unity.
What relationship?
Our relationship, human relationship.
人跟人中间的关系呢，有一点点类似三位一体。
Which relationship you want to guess?
你们要不要猜一猜哪一种人伦关系是最接近三位一体的呢？
Marriage, yes, absolutely.
Husband
and wife.
就是先生跟妻子。
Remember the passage tell you?
你们记得经文说什么吗？
The man shall leave his parents.
人要离开父母。
And unite with his wife.
与妻子联合。
Become one.
二人成为一体。
And that's the foretaste of how we should look at God.
这个就是我们能够怎么样了解神的一点点。
When a husband and wife totally united physically, spiritually, mentally, and everything together, they're supposed to be one unit.
如果一个丈夫跟妻子，他们在心思、意念、行动、习惯等等上面都渐渐的合一的时候，他们就成为一体了。
One couple.
他们是一对。
One family.
一个家。
Everything one.
所有都是一。
Because they are unity in there.
因为他们有合一。
Well, have lots of family have experienced that?
是不是这边的家庭都有这样子的经历呢？
Theoretically, if a family of God totally experience God's unity, you are one.
如果说你们这个家庭是完全经历了神的合一，那么你就是一体。
Unity is within God.
在神里面有合一
because it comes from God
因为它是从神来的
many of us has done a lot of counseling in the church
我们在教会里面可能会做一些这个辅导的工作
or we do a lot of ministry other, you know, outside of the church
或者我们在教会外面可能也有参与一些事工
for example a married couple or a parents and the children they have you know they have some problems.
比如说呢，可能一对夫妻中间有些问题，或者是亲子关系出了问题。
In the past, I was kind of naive.
以前呢，我很天真。
I deal with them individually.
我是一个一个分开协谈。
So how's your life going? You know why this a problem? And you know let me pray for you and so.
我可能会跟这个人聊天，说啊，你发生什么问题呢？我来为你祷告等。
And then I try to unite both of them.
然后呢，试着让他们两个再和好。
And I try to, you know, say good words, say, you know, some comfortable words and so forth.
然后我试着用一些好话、安慰的话、劝勉的话来跟他们说。
But I tell the truth, over the years, I have gained a little bit insight.
但是呢，这些年下来呢，我发现一件事情。
And I tell you, it's not much of useful.
我告诉你，这样子的辅导方式真是没用。
The best way is this.
最好的方法是这样。
You help individually. be one again with God.
就是呢，你帮助这些人跟神合一。
Don't try to pull those two individuals together.
不用让这两个有问题的人合一。
But rather, you pull the individual close to God first.
而是把这个有问题的人让他跟神合一先。
And then the problem automatically resolved.
然后他们的问题就会自动解决了。
You know the triangle?
你知道这个三角形吧？
Two individuals down here.
底下是代表两个不同的人。
When they have conflict or they have any problems,
当他们有冲突的时候
they can be united.
他们没有办法合一。
Usually by force or by power.
如果你强迫他们合一，那也可以了。
Yeah, by authority maybe.
也许上面有权柄逼迫他们合一。
Either you coming over to me or I coming over to you.
就是要不就这个人让步，要不就那个人让步。
But the better way.
但是更好的方法。
And I believe.
我相信
is that individually closer to God.
如果这个人他可以跟神连
接 you and either parents or kids or male or female individually get close to God.
不管是夫妻关系或者亲子关系，如果他们两方都跟神合一的话
when that happens,
发生这样子事情的时候
like a triangle,
就像个三角形一样
individually get closer to God.
他们都接近神
what happened?
会发生什么事呢
What happened? They are closer to each other.
他们两个也会更加接近，是不是呢
And this is the best principle of counseling.
这个就是辅导最好的一个原则。
Don't try to manipulate, try to put this way or that way. Useless.
不用试着让这个人理解那个人或者是怎样，这都
没用。We need to be unified with God. Unified with God.
只要我们都跟神接近就可以。
Unity comes with God, but when we get close to God,automatically human beings are close to each other.
因为合一是从神来的，他在神的性格里面，所以呢，人跟神接近的时候，我们人跟人之间也会接近。
And therefore, I believe there's only one way to the peace of the world.
所以我相信世界和平只有一个方法。
That everyone close to God.
就是所有人都跟神的
关系好。You may try politics.
你可以用政治来解决问题。
You can try education,
试着用教育来解决问题。
Economics,
或者是经济的问题。
But at the end,
但是最后
I believe there's only one way that works.
我相信只有一个方法可以奏效。
Unity came from God, and we need to regain the unity from God. Get close to God, so we everyone will be get close together.
合一从神来，所以每一个人都得到从神来的合一的时候，大
家都跟神
合一就可以
了。Unite with God first.
先跟神合一。
See all the churches are conflicts.
我们看到教会里面有很多的问题。
Conflicts in the world.
在世界上有很多的问题。
Let's reunite with God first.
我们都要跟神合一。
Let's come to Him and repent.
我们通都要来到神面前认罪。
Point the fingers at ourselves.
把这个指头指向自己。
We get close to God.
我们跟神接近。
Problem will be resolved.
问题就解决了。
Oh, this is just one example.
这个就是一个例子。
And then the next, I want to share with you.
下一点我要跟大家分享。
Unity in order.
在次序中合一。
Why I say that?
为什么这样说呢
？In particular, I want to encourage all sisters.
我特别鼓励姐妹们。
A lot of sisters have a wrong idea.
很多姐妹这个理解有点不太对。
In the family, you think you are inferior.
你不要认为圣经里面说姐妹就在家庭里面是比较低下的那个。
You are secondary.
说是次等的那个。
You are the second class citizen.
是次等公民。
No, it's not.
并不是这样的。
Look at Christ.
你看耶稣。
Christ is humble himself before the Father.
基督是自己愿意谦卑在父神的面前。
In another word,
所以
in Godheads, in three Godheads.
在三位一体的这个三个位格里面
There's a humility
也是有谦卑
There's an order
也是有次序的
I believe my personal theology God the Father come first
我相信圣父是第一个
Jesus submit to him
圣子是顺服他
Do everything and follow his father's order Is that what the Bible tell you?
所有事情都是顺从父的旨意，这个是圣经里面说的。
He's the same with God, essence, the same essence, but he's humble himself to the Father.
他的本质是跟神一样的，但是他却愿意谦卑自己。
And the Holy Spirit even more, he just drop in the background, is silent and just try to help people to understand Christ, give the glory to Christ, and Christ give the glory to. to the Father.
圣灵呢，他也是一样，非常的谦卑，他根本就隐藏在背景，他只是鼓励人去荣耀子，然后子要荣耀父。
It's very important for us to understand.
我们要了解非常重要一点。
There's a order.
有次序。
In God's three heads.
在三位一体里面是有次序的。
And this we need to learn.
我们必须要学习到这一点。
We need to learn in our relationships.
我们在人的与人的关系之中。
In the church.
在教会里面。
Also in the family.
在家庭里面。
In the society.
在社会里面。
There's an order.
都有次序。
We need to be unified.In oneness, in order.
我们需要在次序里面有合一。
Sometimes we think we want to be the same. Everything equal, everything equal.
也许我们有时候想说，哦，我们想要平等，所有东西都要平等。
The unity can be only achieved in equality. Is that true? No.
可能我们会认为说，哦，必须要平等，我们才能有合一，是不是这样呢？我不觉得。
Look at the Godheads.
你看三位一体的神。
There's a Father, there's a Son, there's a Holy Spirit.
有圣父，有圣子，有圣灵。
They can be unity.
他们可以合一。
They can be unified.
他们可以合一。
Why can't we?
为什么我们不可以？
We should submit to one another.
我们必须要彼此的顺服。
When we follow the order, follow the sequence.
当我们跟随这个次序跟这个命令的时候。
Unity in order.
这就是在次序当中有合一。
As in the three Godheads.
就好像三位一体的神一样。
Furthermore,
再来
unity in diversity.
在多样中合一。
Diversity is a very big term.
多样化是一个非常复杂的一个概
念。But we usually do not understand or do not appreciate.
有时候我们其实不喜欢这种说法。
And people ask why God create, robots or.Something manufactured by machine, everything is the same.
那有人就会问说，神为什么不造机器人就好了？所有人都是一样，但所有人都乖乖听话。
I believe God is a God of diversity.
那我相信神是一个多元多样的神。
He enjoys many varieties.
他非常喜欢有这些不同的东西。
Any twins among you?
我们这边有没有双胞胎呀？
If you have seen the identical twins,
你就看过这个。同两双胞胎。
Yeah, you may not tell them the part. You know, they sound the same, they act the same, they look like the same.
你可能分不出来，因为他们长得也很像，讲话声音也很像，然后动作也蛮像的。
But they're different.
但是他们是不同的人。
Totally different.
完全不同的人。
Their thinking, their style, they're different.
他们想法跟他们做事一些方式肯定有不同。
Why there's a diversity in the world?
为什么这个世界上要有多样呢？
I believe God created diversity so that there's a unity in God.Proven God's almighty power.
我相信神是故意要创造多样，这样呢，这些多样在神里面还能有合一的时候，就证明了神全能的力量。
If there is no diversity, only uniformity, it's unity is no big deal.
如果说大家都一样，那合一有什么了不起呢？
But we are all different.
但是因为我们都是这么的不同，
especially in church.
尤其是在教会里面。
We are so different.
我们实在是太不同了。
But yet we can be one.
但是我们又可以成为一体。
That proves God's almighty power.
这就证明了神是真的有能力的。
Have you found difficulty when you work with co-workers of the church?
你有没有感觉到有时候跟教会里面的同工一起工作的时候有困难？
Or you see you enjoy working with some people, you do not enjoy working with other type of people.
或者可能你觉得我跟这个同工合作得很高兴，我跟那个同工不太可以。
People in the church, we sometimes play a favoritism.
这个有时候在教会里面也是会有这个。
Oh, this is my type of people, my game.
你可能会说啊，这些人跟我合得来，我跟这些人好就行了。
But the experience tells me this.
但是我的经验是这样告诉我的。
Those coworkers speaking.Opposite of what you think.
那些跟你意见相反的同工们。
Those brothers and sisters have different opinions than yours.
跟你意见完全想法不同的同工们。
Those workers usually you feel dragging you.
有时候你觉得他在拖你的后腿。
Those are the coworkers you need the most.
那些就是你最需要的同工。
Have you understand what my words?
你们听懂我在说什么吗？
Normally we do the opposite.
通常我们是相反方
向。Everybody agree with me.
通常我们是希望所有人都同意我。
Let's go.
我们往同一个方向去。
Everybody say the same words.
大家都说一样的话。
Isn't that great?
那不是很好吗
？That's the code of unity, isn't it?
这是合一嘛，是不是
？Yeah, that's the church.
是吗？这是教会，是不是？不是这样的。
I tell the truth.
我跟你讲实话。
Those against us is the most needed coworkers.
反对我们的人跟我们意见相反的人，就是我们最需要的同工。
You all driving cars, do you?
你都开车吧，大家都会开车。
When you driving cars, you have some areas the most dangerous. Which are those?
你知道开车哪个部分最危险吗
？The blind spots, right?
就是盲点是吧
？The blind area. Those wired differently than yours are those people know your blind spots.
那些跟你不同的人，就是知道你的盲点的人。
And when I first pastored the church in Corvallis,
当我一开始在 Corvallis 教会牧会的时候
，and I found this one brother,
有一个弟兄
often troubled me a lot.
有一个弟兄总是给我找麻烦。
And I said this, and he said that.
我在说左，他就说右。
And I says go, he says wait a minute.
我说我们往那儿去吧，他就说不，我们等待。
And I feel so frustrated.
我真的是很挫折。
You feel the same way sometimes.
有时候你们也这样觉得吧，是不是
？And at the end.
但是到了最后
，And I believe he's the most needed person I need in the church to serve God.
我却发现他是我在这个教会服事里面最需要的同工。
We need to increase our capacities.
我们需要增强我们的多容性。
God is a God of diversity.
因为神是一个多样化的神。
God enjoys all kinds of people work together.
神希望各种不同的人一起来合作
，complementary to each other，
彼此来补足对方的缺陷。
My strength will cover his weakness。
我的长处补你的短处。
Her weakness I can compensate。
如果这个人有短处的话，我也可以去补足。
God enjoys different type of people work together for single purpose, His glory。
神就是希望各种不同的人通通为了同一个目标一起工作，就是为了他的荣耀。
And I pray that Church of Eugene is a church of diversity.
我希望尤金的教会也是一个多样的教会。
But more so, a church of unity.
但是更重要的是，我们在多样当中有合一。
And this is what God cares.
这是神最注重的一件事情，就是合一。
And oftentimes we fail Him.
但有时候我们真是让他失望。
And I pray that God will inspire us, help us to understand how God is a God of diversity, and we need to do the same.
所以我真是求神让我们可以了解到神是一个怎么样多样的神，我们也需要有这样的包容性。
All right, let's talk about unity again.
我们再继续讲合一。
And I will say this.
那我这样说。
God is a God of unity.
神是一个合一的神。
All the ministry, I can conclude.It's a ministry of reconciliation.
所有的事工，不管是什么样的事工，到最后都是和睦的事工。
Let me say one more time.
我再说一次。
Think again.
你再想一次。
Every ministry we do.
所有事工，我们做的所有事工。
It's all inclusive.
都是包含所有事情的。
Included in the ministry of reconciliation.
哦，全部都包含在和睦的事工里面。
Why is that?
什么意思呢？
You reconcile God and man.
当我们传福音的时候，我们是不是使神与人和好呢
？How do you do it?
你怎么样做
？You preach the gospel, isn't it?
你跟他传福音，对不对
？Because we are foe, we are enemies of God in the beginning.
因为原本我们跟神是互为仇敌的。
And you tell the people, God want to be your friend, you'll be your father.
然后你就跟人说，神希望做你的父亲，希望做你的朋友。
Don't fight with God.
所以不要跟神
Don't be his foes.
不要做神的敌人。
Be a friend with him.He wants to adopt you as a son and daughters.
神想要把你认领成为他的儿子跟女儿。
You and I doing the reconciliation work.
所以我们在做的传福音的工作就是使人与神和睦。
Between man and God.
就是使人与神和睦。
So we bring the gospel, the good news.
所以我们就是把这个好消息传给人。
What's the purpose?
这个目的是什么
？Reconcile man and God.
使人与神和好，对不对
？Very simple.
非常简单。
And what's the next?
下一个是什么呢
？Well, reconcile between ourselves.
当然就是人与人之间和好。
So we, you know, use humility.
我们彼此的谦卑。
We increase our love capacities.
我们的爱心增长。
We do everything so we can be harmonized within our church.
目的就是为了教会里面能够有合一。
So we bring peace to man.
所以我们把这个神的和平带给人。
Reconcile people.
把人跟人之间的让他们和睦。
And that's what the beatitude, one of the message Jesus Christ said.
所以在耶稣的登山宝训里面，他就有这样子说。
If you make peace between men, he shall be called the sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Isn't that Jesus came to the world do the same thing?
耶稣来到世界上不是也在做一样的事吗？
You bet.
是的。
He came reconcile man and God.
他来使人与神和睦。
And he also came to bring peace among people.
他也来使人与人中间有和睦。
And God is a God of reconciliation.
神是一个使人和睦的神。
And if you wonder what church or ministry or what things happen in the church, whether it's godly or not godly, it's very simple way to test it.
如果你在想说教会里面什么事工是真的符合神心意的，那么有一个非常简单的测试方法。
Or you can say, hey, brother sister say one thing and the other brother says another thing. It's a good way to test it. Is this.
哦，那个测试的方法就是
see if the results of the saying or the ministry will bring unity or bring division.
你看这个事工的结尾，它的结果是带来合一还是带来分裂？
Or the purpose of his words.Or the meaning behind his statement, or do whatever you do, or whatever you say in the church, is the end bring harmony, unity, or bring division?
所以不管你说什么做什么，在教会里面的事工，最终我们要看到的就是到底是合一还是分裂。
Very simple.
这个是非常简单的。
And you know the results.
那么你也知道这个结果。
Whatever bring the reconciliation.Man and God among men are godly.
只要是神与人和睦的事工，或者是人与人之间和睦的事工，都是符合神心意的。
If you say something,
如果你说了一些
东西，you do something,
你去做什么
，or you try to perform any type of ministry,
或者是你去做什么事工
，if you divide people,
如果到最后的结果是使人分裂
，making speculations,
或者是弄得一团糟
，do whatever, making people divided,
不管你做什么，让人分裂。
I could pretty much say this is not godly.
我就可以非常清楚的说，这肯定不是神的心意。
God like people be reconciled.
神希望人和睦。
God like to see His people be in unity, in oneness.
神喜欢看到他的子民合一。
And we often criticize some other brothers sisters.
有时候我们批评别的弟兄姐妹。
I'm a very typical evangelical believer.
我是一个非常典型的福音派基督徒。
So in the past, in the early my Christian life,
在我一开始刚成为基督徒的时候
，and I was very critical about those charismatic people.
我很喜欢批评那些灵恩派的人。
And I told them, you know, you are kind of a shallow, you're emotional, you know nothing about the word, you're just floating around and that kind of.
我说他们这些人只是情绪化，又肤浅，又不好好读圣经。
That's very good. That's exactly what I said. Isn't that right?
是不是呢?
I feel so at that time.
我那个时候真的这样觉得。
And those charismatic people say the same thing to you guys. You guys are stopping legalistic, just know the words.
那灵恩派也批评我们呢，说你们就是律法主义，又没有热情。
And tell you the truth, and God is very sad.
那我老实说。神如果听到我们这样彼此批评是非常难过。
Same children of his.
因为他都是他的孩子。
Fighting with another.
在那边彼此的在那边吵架。
We need one another.
我们其实是彼此需要的。
We need to compensate each other's weakness.
我们需要补足对方的不足。
Why spend time fighting and arguing about that?
又何必花时间浪费时间在那边吵架呢？
My weakness can be compensated by other brothers and sisters.
我的短处可以被其他的同工来补足。
Let's work together in unity.
我们就一起合作。
So therefore, God gave me the most kind of ironic turnout.
所以后来神给我的结果非常的讽刺。
I'm very evangelical.
我是很福音派的一个人。
And turn on my wife to be very charismatic.
结果呢，神就给我一个非常灵恩的太太。
See how you deal with it.
看看你怎么再去搞。
And I believe this is God given.
但我相信这个婚姻是神赐给我的呀。
We need both.
我们就是两个人都是彼此需要的。
I don't know about 九金 Church.
我不知道这个教会的弟兄姐妹是怎么样。
We need both.
那我们呢肯定是这样子两个不同但是彼此需要
Let's not try to identify I'm better than you or you are better than I
所以我们不要说我比较好或者是我的方法比较好
We all have different strengths
我们都有不同的长处不同的短处
Complementary to each other
我们就彼此的补足这个就是重点
Be in unity
一定要合一
Have peace among brothers and sisters
在弟兄姐妹当中要有和睦
Andreconcile with oneself
最后一个就是使人与自己和好、oh, 这不是最后一个 sorry
no problem almost oh it's almost alright well ladies do you like what you look like
我想问这边的姐妹们你们喜不喜欢自己的长相呀
do you like to make up
你喜欢化妆吗
do you like to put some kind of a borax or whatever in your I don't know I don't...
what
Is it borax? Borax. Oh, no, what's a cosmetic injection? Oh, Botox.
Oh, Botox.
Not borax. Sorry, don't put borax in your face. Botox. Oh,
你们是不是会去打肉毒杆菌呀？
Oh, somebody is, hey, let's go Korea, let's have some alteration of your face.
有的姐妹说，哇，我们一起去韩国吧，做个整形手术吧。
Do you like your last name?
你喜不喜欢你的姓氏啊
？Do you like your family?
你喜不喜欢你的家庭呢
？Do you enjoy your siblings?
你喜不喜欢你的兄弟姐妹呢
？Do you like Eugene?
你喜不喜欢尤金呢
？Many of us cannot reconcile with ourselves.
很多人呢，我们自己对自己实在是不开心。
We cannot accept we are not content who we are and what we have.
就是我们。不满足于我们现有的，或者是我们自己是谁
？We are not within ourselves one.
就自己跟自己都没有合一。
I believe God wants us to be content.
我相信神要我们知足。
I believe God wants to reconcile with ourselves.
我相信神要我们自己与自己和睦。
And I often encourage brothers and sisters.
我常常这样鼓励弟兄姐妹。
The cards in your hand, you cannot control.
你玩牌的时候，你拿到什么牌，你是不能够控制的。
Who distributed God?
那个发牌的人是谁呢？就是神。
When God give you a hand of card, you have no control.
神要给你什么样的牌，你没有办法控制。
But there's only one thing you can control.
但是你可以控制一件事。
How to play the card?
就是你怎么玩这个牌。
And first of all, you have to reconcile with yourself.
有时候你必须要跟自己和好。
This is the car I have been given.
这些就是发给我的牌呀、啊。
Don't complain.
不要抱怨了。
All twos or threes, no jacks, no queens, no kings.
如果你拿到的只是二跟三，也没有 J， 也没有queen， 也没有 king 的话，你不要抱怨。
Don't complain.
不要抱怨。
Focus on how you play the car.
就是专注在看你怎么样可以把这个牌玩得好。
Many of us have a good hands of card, but lose at the end.
我们很多人手上有非常好的牌，可是最后就输了。
Many of us have a very lousy card in my hands, but he plays well, and he wins at the end.
可能一开始拿到的牌很不好，但是他玩得好，所以他最后还是可以赢。
The secret is you need to reconcile with yourself first.
所以这个秘诀就是你必须要跟自己合一。
I accept.God given me this set of parameters.
我接受神所赐给我的这些先天条件。
I'm a male or female. I take it.
我是男生还是女生？我接受。
I was born into this family. I received it.
我有这样的家人，我接受。
This is my talent. This is my level, IQ level. I'm glad.
我有这样的才华，也许我的智商是这样，我也接受，这是神给我的。
By no means the best.
不是说这是最好的。
But I tell the truth.
但是我实在告诉你
If you and I focus on how to play the car,
如果我们专注于怎么样去把这个牌玩得好
You and I will win at the end
我们到最后都会赢
So, brother, sister, I urge you.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
Reconcile with yourself.
就是自己要与自己和好。
Whatever cannot control happen to you, and I receive as a God's test.
但是虽然很多事情你不能够控制，但是我们可以把它当成是神给我们的试炼。
试验。
试验 ，OK。
Test. I want to emphasize test.
我想要强调这个试验。
You and I, we receive all kind of tests every day in our life.
我们每一天都接受各种各样的试验。
Everything happening in our life, it's a test.
我们生命中发生所有事情都是试验。
It's neutral.
并不是
中性的。
中性的。
It's neutral.
中性的。
You can treat it right.
你看你要怎么对待它。
It will become a trial.
你这样对待他，可能变成一种试炼。
Help you to grow，
他就让你成长。
Help you to be triumphant，
帮助你成功。
But if you don't play well，
但是如果你态度不对
，it become temptation，
它就成为试探。
Means you will fall down and you will suffer，
所以你反而因为这样而跌倒。
Everything come to your life，
所有来到你生命中的事情
，is mere a test，
都是一个试验。
Don't look at it good or bad。
不要看它是好还是不好。
Don't determine this is a fortune or bad luck.
也不要说啊，这个就是很好运，这个就是糟糕。
Everything is neutral.
所有东西都是中性的。
It depends how you play it.
是看你的反应如何，你的态度如何。
Therefore, I urge you.
所以我鼓励大家。
When you receive your card,
当你拿到你的牌的
时候 ，nothing but the two or three.
只有二跟三。
Focus on how you play it well.
你赶快仔细想想，怎么样可以把
Don't complain, my card is not good.
不要一直在抱怨说我的牌不好。
Don't look at others. Wow, how come here's a lot of queens and queens?
为什么？也不要看别人的牌怎么样。
Not your business.
这跟你没有关系。
You focus on your own card.
你专注看自己的牌。
Reconcile with yourself.
跟自己和好。
And play it well.
然后好好的去玩这个游戏。
That's the key.
这个是重点。
Because God is a God.Of reconciliation.
因为神是一个使人和睦的神。
And we come to a conclusion.
我们现在要讲到结论。
Very briefly.
非常简短的说。
Unity makes three Godheads one God.
就是因为有合一，所以三个位格的神才称为一神。
This word Trinity is coined by the Church Fathers.
这个 Trinity 这个三位一体这个词呢，是早期教父所制造出来的词。
And I thank God, this guy is full of wisdom.
那么我真的是很感谢神，因为神是充满智慧的。
Three gods, tri, T-R-I. Three gods.
三个神哈 ，T-R-I 就是这个字根，就是三的意思，对不对
？But with the unity, they are one God.
但是因为有合一，所以是一位神。
So to me, it's a relief, totally relief.
所以对我来讲，真是松了一口气。
Now I understand why we worship one God.
现在我了解为什么我们敬拜的是一位神。
Technically, very strictly speaking, it's not three gods.
其实如果按照字面上来讲，应该是三位神。
But they are totally in harmony, in total harmony.
但是他们在完整的合一里面。
They are one God.
他们是一位神。
There is one God.
只有一位神。
Just like a husband and wife.
就像夫妻一样。
And this is God.That give us the spirit of unity.
就是这一位神把合一的灵赐给我们。
Because unity is in God.
因为神里面有合一。
We need to seek unity.
我们也要寻求合一。
We need to work for it.
我们也是要努力追求合一。
We need to understand it.
我们也要了解合一。
Unity is one major attribute of God.
合一是神里面非常重要的一个本质。
Please be reminded.
我提醒大家。
In order.
是有次序的
and also in diversity.
但是又多样的
and this is the true unity of God.
这就是在神里面合一的真意
and lastly,
最后
all ministry are nothing but the ministry of reconciliation.
所有的事工都是使和好的事工
isn't that way?
是不是呢
we make peace between God and man.
我们使人与神和好
make peace among man.
使人与人和好
Within ourselves.
使我们自己也与自己和好。
And I pray today's message will bring you one word.
我希望今天的讲道可以给你一个字。
Unity.
就是合一。
It's the key to the triune God, three God, one God.
这就是了解三位一体的秘诀。
Among people, among church brothers, sisters.
在人当中，在弟兄姐妹当中，
within ourselves，
还有在我们自己里面。
And I pray God will grant us the unity。
我真的是求神赐给我们合一。
We do nothing but reconciliation。
我们这工作就是和睦的工作。
May peace maintain between God, between man and God。
我们让人跟神中间有合一。
Among us。
还有在我们当中。
Within ourselves。
在我们自己里面。
And I pray God's unity be with us all。
我求神的合一赐给我们。
Let's pray。
我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
You are God of unity.
你是合一的神。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Because your unity, we worship one God.
因为有合一，所以我们敬拜的是一位神。
And Father, grant us this unity.
父神，求你把这个合一赐给我们。
And we also pray that you give us strength and endurance and determination to do.To strive for unity.
我们也求你赐给我们坚韧的心，去取得，去得到合一。
Because unity is what you demand of us.
因为你希望我们合一。
You demand be one.
要求我们合一。
And Father, I pray for the Eugene Church.
主啊，我为尤金的教会祷告。
That the unity is among us.
让我们当中能够有合一。
Be humble with another.
彼此可以谦卑。
And Father, I bless everyone.
主啊，我奉你的名祝福所有人。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.